I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we tackle the banking industry's increasing reliance on hefty fees to boost profits. And we talk about the backlash that's brewing in Congress. And we will meet one of the latest geniuses, one of the winners of the MacArthur Foundation Awards. Haitian-born writer Edwige Dantika is with us. But first, the soap opera that is New York politics just got even more dramatic. News reports say that Democratic Governor David Patterson is being pressured to drop out of the gubernatorial race by the biggest Democrat of them all, President Barack Obama. This according to a report published Sunday in the New York Times. The governor has met with a series of prominent administration and party officials who have sought to persuade him not to run for re-election next year because they fear his consistently low approval numbers will drag down the entire ticket. While some are calling this a refreshingly aggressive move on the part of the notoriously laid-back Obama, others say this is needless meddling, and they're also upset that the move pits the country's most important African-American leader against one of only two African-American governors. Here to talk more about this is Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks, who represents New York's 6th District. The congressman reportedly met with Governor Patterson to try to persuade him not to run. In a moment, we'll also hear from Eleanor Tatum, the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Amsterdam News, which is one of the country's best-known papers based in the black community. Welcome, Congressman, to you first. Thank you for joining us.
It's always good to be with you, Michelle.
Well, that can't have been an easy conversation to have with the governor. Did the president or his political advisors ask you to meet with him, or did you just read the tea leaves and have that conversation on your own?
Well, Michelle, you know, what David and I have been friends for a long time, and there's always times in which we have private and personal social meetings. We gather and we, you know, have dinner. And this was one of those type dinners. Now, I have been talking to individuals within the administration. And in those conversations, there's no question that they've had concerns in regards to what was taking place in New York. Now, they never said that, hey, David should not run, or, you know, Meeks, you should tell David, your friend, don't run for reelection. What they did was express concerns because 2010 is a very important election year for reapportionment and other issues, and the president is also focused on his agenda for the next 7 years. So knowing that there were concerns, without going into the specifics of the conversation, because as I said, it was a private conversation, I just mentioned to the governor that the administration had concerns. I thought it was only the right thing to do to let him know that those concerns were there.
So you wrote out the confession and you expected him to sign it, right?
Say that again?
I said, so you wrote out the confession and you expected him to sign it, huh?
No, it was not a confession. It was just, hey, David, you know, anyone that you are involved with in politics, any campaign, you go to the candidate and you say, here's the pros and here's the cons. How do we overcome this?
Why is the governor so unpopular, by the way? Why is he in such poor shape politically?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that, because the real, to me, David is done a job that is almost impossible. When you think about the country being in a recession and the state of New York being in the heart of the problem with Wall Street, and thereby the loss of revenue and the indebtedness that the state is in, David has had to make some hard decisions. And it's hard to be in public office when you can't help a lot of the people you want to help because you don't have the revenue. That being said, New York has done, and David, the governor of the state of New York, has done a good job. When you look at, for example, California, who could not even pay their employees, he's not had to lay, you know, to ask individuals to take IOUs or even have individuals yet to furlough days. They have, you know, he's been able to put that together to do a budget and make some hard decisions. And oftentimes when you make hard decisions, they're not necessarily the popular ones, and that might very well be the unfortunate part of this whole scenario.
I want to play a clip for you. Here's Michael Steele. He's, of course, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. He's talking on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I found that to be stunning, that the White House would send word to one of only two black governors in the country not to run for re-election. And it just raised a curious point for me. I think Patterson, Governor Patterson's numbers are about the same as Governor Corzine's numbers, and yet the president was with Governor Corzine, and I don't know if there's been a request made of Governor Corzine to step down in New Jersey.
What about that?
That's like comparing apples to oranges, really. You're talking about Governor Corzine, who is in the middle of a general election now. If you were talking about a year ago, you might have had a different argument. Where now we're talking about planning for 2010, not being in the middle of a general election. That's just Mr. Steele trying to help his candidate in New Jersey, who I believe he knows it needs all the help he can get because Governor Corzine is going to win.
Well, I take your point. You're saying that the fact is that this is still a primary fight to be sorted out, that the primary candidate for New York still needs to be sorted out, and the president, as the titular leader of the Democratic Party, as well as the president, it does speak to the question of, do you think it was appropriate for the president to weigh in?
I think that it is appropriate for the president to ask questions. You know, a lot of people, myself included, would love to have the president's endorsement. The president has taken the position that before he endorses anyone, he's going to look at the race and he's going to ask questions where he sees problems. You know, it's his endorsement, so he wants them fixed. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that if you want his endorsement. And that's not to say that, you know, for example, in any campaign there's a problem, he comes in, he talks, you talk about it, you repair it, and then you can get the endorsement of the president. But that's what anyone wants. And I don't know anyone who just endorses an individual blindly. And this president clearly is not one that does that.
So finally, do you think he should run? Do you think Governor Patterson should run again?
Well, I actually think that Governor Patterson should make that decision. It's Governor Patterson's decision to make. And I think that what you have to do in making that decision is to have all the facts before you, not just some of the facts. That's why I thought that it was important for him to know that there were issues within the administration. But that's for Governor Patterson to decide.
Gregory Meeks is a Democratic congressman from New York. He represents New York's 6th District. He was kind enough to join us on the phone. Thank you, Congressman.
My pleasure. Always good to be with you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.